So to Washington, D.C. now, or at least that's where there will be a headline later today. Ever been on the Key Bridge in Washington, D.C.? Ever been stuck in traffic on the Key Bridge? Well, what would you think about being stuck if you knew that it was a structurally deficient bridge? The president will be there later today to talk about how infrastructure money needs to fix structurally deficient facilities as a way of providing jobs. It's just the kind of thing the president said back in September at the Brent Spence Bridge in Cincinnati. When roads are broken, it takes working Americans to fix them.
There is work to be done, and there are workers ready to do it. So let's tell Congress to pass this jobs bill right away.
So, Andrea Bernstein joins us, director of the Transportation Nation Project, senior correspondent for our co-producer, WNYC. If there's a bridge that needs fixing, Andrea, you know all about it, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. By the way, some 210 million structurally people cross structurally deficient bridges every day in the United States.
It's not 210 million bridges. It's 210 million people crossing those
bridges. People crossing them every day. Doesn't mean they're going to fall. Just means they need a lot of maintenance.
Well, it does mean they're going to fall. Remember the bridge in Minnesota, right?
Eventually some will, yeah.
Exactly. All right. But that's not the message that the president is delivering here. It's more about, look, this is easy stuff. We should do it. And we can employ people in the course of making these fixes. Why hasn't this message gotten through?
Well, you know, this is sort of the kind of parallel universe that Washington is working in now. The president wants to pass the infrastructure portion of the jobs bill. The Senate is going to take it up today, perhaps tomorrow, and the chances that it will pass are pretty much zero because it is funded by a surcharge on taxes for the wealthy, and the Senate Republicans have made pretty clear that they are not going to vote for that. But, you know, the president has clearly decided that that sort of the reality aside of whether a bill passes doesn't really weigh on whether he's going to be talking about it, because this, to the Democrats, seems like a no-brainer. Put people to work. These are construction jobs. They are important in key states like Ohio, Michigan, and it's good for them to talk about. And, you know, in the sort of Occupy Wall Street new reality, makes Republicans sort of uncomfortable, the Democrats think, to have to defend not taxing the wealthy.
Well, that's a politically theoretical in a sense. We've already seen the president not only talking about things, you know, bypassing Congress and the gridlock that you describe, but doing things by executive order that sort of make economic policy without relying on Congress. There's no way the president could spend $60 billion on a sort of emergency basis to repair all this infrastructure, could he?
No, I mean, I think it's pretty much locked in on this one. I mean, I do think that, you know, there will be sometime, although it's now 2 years late, a big transportation bill in Washington. And Republicans have interestingly come around on this in the last couple of months. The leadership has sort of given some signals. Yeah, we kind of maybe want to find a way to pay for this because, you know, infrastructure is something that always had bipartisan support. So
Right. That's
going to happen. But this is sort of a kind of a sharp sword that the president can use, you know, out in the stump. And, you know, you heard him in Ohio and getting all populist and folksy.
Sure.
And, you know, dropping his G's. This is the kind of thing that the president, you know, likes to do. And that his
there's damaged infrastructure in every congressional district. And hopefully that sort of pork barrel notion gets some political traction. Andrea Bernstein, director of the Transportation Nation Project, senior correspondent for our co-producer, WNYC. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.